Well, we were on Capitol Hill for much of the newscast, talking about Sonia Sotomayor going around and meeting all of the senators. Her confirmation hearing comes up sometime this summer. But are you aware of General Stanley McChrystal's confirmation hearing? When President Obama announced his nominee for the top American commander in Afghanistan a few weeks ago, he was heralded as the direction forward in the war-torn country. His confirmation hearings begin today, and some critics are urging senators to look closely at what this general did and didn't know about a facility called Camp Nama, which was operated by a task force under his command in Iraq. It's one of the details on his resume, and someone who is taking a critical eye to McChrystal is Spencer Ackerman, who writes for the Washington Independent. Spencer joins us from Washington. Thanks for being with us, Spencer.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
You know, we tend to think that one general is like another, and that, you know, if Gates and Obama want this general, well, the Senate will probably confirm this or that person. He's a special ops general, which is part of the motivation for hiring him, we were told, when Mr. McKiernan, General McKiernan, was fired from the Afghan theater. What should we be looking at for someone with this kind of a resume?
Well, first, about the Afghanistan war itself, given that the war is being prosecuted as a counterinsurgency campaign, which means that great care has to be placed to attending to the concerns of the population, we want to check out what General McChrystal says about viewing the conflict through the prism of seeking out an enemy to destroy, which is typically the focus of special operations forces, or viewing it as a problem to solve among the concerns of the population, meaning taking a look at their ability to secure themselves from an enemy or to have their political interests advanced, justice served, their economic and other developmental needs met. So that'll be one thing to look at. What some critics are pointing to, as you mentioned, is his role about what he did or didn't know about Camp Nama and other aspects of this task force, known sort of loosely as Task Force 626, that went hunting for, among other high-value terrorist targets in Iraq, the al-Qaeda in Iraq leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, and there's been documentation about abuse that members of that task force inflicted on Iraqi detainees.
Now, the counterinsurgency strategy championed by David Petraeus, the head now of CENTCOM, I believe, is all about both going after very specific enemies, but also, winning the hearts and minds of the population. It sounds like McChrystal is better at going to get the enemies in dark places rather than winning the hearts and minds.
A caveat of that is that many in the counterinsurgency community, including Petraeus, who worked closely with McChrystal, believe that McChrystal is one of the great talents of his generation of Army officers, that he's one of the smartest, he's one of the most adaptable, and ultimately was a contributing player in the surge in Iraq, which reduced violence significantly. And so it's going to be a bit of a murky picture until McChrystal articulates for himself what he views the proper focus of the war to be. As a special operations commander, he's been necessarily secretive. He's not someone who's been in the public eye. But for close watchers of the Army in particular and defense more general, he's been known as a rising star for quite some time.
Is he going to have more difficult with the culture of the traditional Army being a special ops guy, or more trouble with the tradition and culture of the Congress being forced to testify publicly on Capitol Hill? For instance, will the incident of Pat Tillman, the pro footballer who died by friendly fire in Afghanistan in 2004, is that going to come up?
It would be surprising if it didn't come up. Pat Tillman's family has expressed concern about McChrystal's nomination. One of the investigations into the events of Pat Tillman's tragic death noted that McChrystal pointed out that the Bush administration and the military more broadly should stop referring to Tillman's death as occurring from hostile forces, but it didn't recommend him for any administrative or legal action and basically acquitted him of wrongdoing. So it would be very surprising if no one at the panel today at the Senate addressed the Tillman issue or offered McChrystal an opportunity to clarify what his role was here and as well with Camp Nama.
Do you think in Washington, this rising star, as you said, this talent of his generation, is being explicitly protected for future assignments, and that deliberately the members of the Senate aren't going to look into any of these issues?
Well, I reported in a piece that's up now at the WashingtonIndependent.com that members of the Armed Services Committee staff have been talking with opponents of prisoner abuse, and so they've clearly been taking an interest in getting to the bottom of the McChrystal case, and so that'll probably come up. What was very significant, though, is that McChrystal's hearing is not going to be a hearing of just McChrystal. He's testifying alongside two other very senior military officers who are up for important jobs. And so that kind of raises an eyebrow about the degree to which senators will have sufficient time to address McChrystal and the NAMA and the Tillman issues in open session.
And does it send the signal that he's being given some sort of procedural cover here in the Senate? There is no expected significant opposition to General McChrystal. Spencer Ackerman, thanks so much for being with us.